Try this one on for size. No state budget in New Jersey without relief for New Jersey taxpayers. Well, it seems to be one of the priorities of the Speaker of the State Assembly, Craig Coughlin. Said this after both the State Senate and Assembly Budget Committees were told back on the 16th that New Jersey's tax revenues were about, give or take, about $7 billion over what the governor projected just about 2 months ago. Coughlin said the revenue update shared with the legislature today demonstrates a surplus of billions of dollars beyond what was anticipated in the governor's proposed budget. We have additional money this year, and New Jersey needs tax relief now in this year's budget. I will insist on the largest tax relief program in state history. All this came about as the Murphy administration and the Office of Legislative Services, otherwise known as the OLS, they both forecasted billions of dollars more in revenue coming to the state. Well, for example, fiscal year 2022, Treasury officials are projecting $4.5 billion more, for a total of $51.4 billion. And if you move up to fiscal year 2023, the projections are for an additional $3.3 billion. In other words, $50.6 billion in all. OLS increased the revenue forecast by $3.6 billion over the same 2 years. If those estimates come to pass, state would have, again, nearly $7 billion more in tax revenue than what the Murphy administration had initially estimated back in March. A lot of these projections are being based on two huge tax collections overall, but really a big-time surge in tax revenue during the month of April. The Murphy administration is saying they'd work with Trenton lawmakers to use the additional revenue and the boost to provide greater property tax relief, more funding for things like debt reduction and to build up the state surplus in the face of, well, they say a potential economic downturn. Murphy and his budget that he previously proposed allocated $4.2 billion in a surplus fund, $1.3 billion to pay off debt and support capital construction, and $3 billion for his, he calls it the Anchor Property Tax Rebate Program. Odd choice of words, since property taxes feel like an anchor on every homeowner's neck. And a lot of people see that anyway as too little considering how much the surplus has become. Among the initiatives the GOP wants to see happen, they're pushing a tax rebate, giving $1,000 back to New Jersey families as soon as that's enacted, as well as a $500 tax rebate to counter things like, I don't know, how about the continued rise of gas prices? Still, the Democrats are stressing there needs to be a plan for the future, because there will be a time when the state's economic fortunes are not as rosy as they look right now. They pointed to sales tax growth that slowed in April, and the first quarterly income tax payments that were paid in April, they dropped by 24%. We had State Senator Paul Sarlo, who heads the Senate Budget Committee. He offered the objectives of giving immediate relief to taxpayers, as well as planning for a future downturn, saying that they can both happen in the same budget. Said, I'm open-minded to plans to cut taxes or deliver savings to New Jersey residents in other ways. An increased surplus is achievable at the same time. We can find the right balance that is prudent and responsible. How often you've heard those words coming out of the State House that helps taxpayers and the economy. Then you had Speaker Coughlin pretty much echoing Sarlo's call to do both, stating that while there are reasons to be cautious on the horizon, we will also make sure to leverage our surplus so we are ready to weather any storm coming our way. Coughlin said he's prepared to work with legislative leadership and the governor to, of course, deliver the budget. Deadline for that is June 30th. And they're hoping that they'll deliver more votes next year to the Democrats so they don't lose any more seats in the State Assembly or the Senate, which happened the last election. But if you're actually believing that they really do care about you and that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, go for it. I'm just trying to keep some truth connected to all this.